Chapter 12. Two Weddings. 2 days later, Bingley and Darcy asked Jane and Elizabeth to go for a walk with them. Soon, Bingley and Jane were a long way behind Darcy and Elizabeth. After a few minutes, Elizabeth said, "Mr. Darcy, I would like to thank you very much for helping Lydia."
"I'm sorry that Mrs. Gardiner told you," he answered. "I did not want you to know."
"You must not blame my aunt," Elizabeth said. "I asked her too many questions, but please know that I can never thank you enough."
"I did it for you," Darcy replied. "I still feel the same about you as I did in Huntsford. And you? Do you feel the same too?"
"If you do, I will never say another word about this to you."
"Since then, my opinion of you has changed totally," Elizabeth answered. "I know you are a very good man."
"Then, will you agree to marry me?" Darcy said, smiling with happiness.
"I will," replied Elizabeth, her eyes full of love. Soon they were laughing about Lady Catherine's visit to see Elizabeth.
"Your answers to my aunt's questions allowed me to hope," Darcy said.
Then they spoke about Darcy's first proposal.
"What you said then gave me great pain," he said.
"Did my letter help to change your opinion of me?"
"It did. My prejudice against you ended then," she explained. That night, Elizabeth told Jane her exciting news.
"This cannot be true," Jane said.
"He still loves me, and we're going to get married," Elizabeth said happily. "Mr. Darcy will soon be your brother-in-law."
"Nothing could make Mr. Bingley and me happier," Jane replied.
The next day, Darcy was at Longbourn again. He followed Mr. Bennet into his library. Elizabeth stood outside, feeling worried. But Darcy came out smiling.
"Your father wants to speak to you," Darcy said quietly.
Immediately, Elizabeth entered. Her father said,
"Lizzie, what are you doing? How can you agree to marry Darcy? Haven't you always hated him? I could not give you to someone you do not love."
"I do love him now, very much," Elizabeth said.
Then Elizabeth told her father about Darcy's help with Lydia, which was a great surprise to him. That night, when Mrs. Bennet went to her bedroom, Elizabeth told her the news. For once, Mrs. Bennet was silent. When she could speak, she said,
"Is this really true? You'll be a rich woman. I'm so happy. He's so handsome. I'm sorry, Lizzie, that I didn't like him. Please forgive me. 3 daughters married. £10,000 each year."
Elizabeth and Darcy spoke about their plans the next day. Darcy needed to write to Lady Catherine, and Elizabeth wanted to write to Mrs. Gardiner. Mr. Bennet wrote to Collins, who soon arrived with Charlotte for the weddings. Jane wrote a kind letter to Miss Bingley, but she never really forgave her. The two weddings, on the same day at the same church, were beautiful. Elizabeth and Darcy lived very happily together with Georgiana at Pemberley. Jane and Bingley bought an estate in Derbyshire near them. Lydia and Wickham never had enough money, but Elizabeth always sent them money when she could. Mr. and Mrs. Bennet had a quieter life, but Mr. Bennet enjoyed visiting Elizabeth often. And after many months, even Lady Catherine agreed to visit Pemberley again. But the happiest visits of all were from the gardeners, who brought Elizabeth and Darcy together. Penguin Readers, Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen, Level 4. Retold by Colleen Degnan-Vaness. Illustrated by Isabella Grott. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2019.